T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes!
Oh, it is.
It is! The 9 o'clock hour of the Alex Dono Show here on 560 WQAM. Streaming all over the internet, WQAM.com on your computer or on your smartphone, the radio.com app. However you listen, we appreciate your patronage here tonight. If you'd like to get in, share your infinite wisdom with us via the phone lines, 305-567-0560, 954-567-0560, pound 560 on your cell, or you can text us on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line at 560-22, but please don't text and drive. Tito mentioned it in the update. I hadn't mentioned it yet on the show. I'm thrilled that the World Cup is coming back to North America in 2026. And I think the timing for that is really good because my son is going to be 8 years old in 2026. He's 3.5 months old right now. So by the time the World Cup comes back to the United States, my kid will be old enough to appreciate it. And you better bet your ass that if and when there are games at Hard Rock Stadium, I will be taking my kid to those games, which is a huge possibility because Hard Rock Stadium, Stephen Ross, who probably will be retired by that point in 2026, but never say never. The foundations have already been laid, though, to make this stadium and this town a haven for international soccer, right? With all the International Champions Cup matches we've had in recent years, with the international friendlies we've had, you know, World Cup warm-up matches. You had Peru against Croatia a few months back. Hard Rock Stadium has become a destination for international soccer. And so it's hard to imagine when the World Cup comes around, 2026, that you wouldn't have some games in South Florida. That was one of the things that pissed me off about 1994. I know, Tito, you weren't even born yet at that point. But when the World Cup, I was 9 years old at that time. Actually, well, I mean, I was in my 10th, I think I was still 9, but I was born in 84. I hadn't turned 10 yet. But I remember when the World Cup came, I was a huge soccer fan, 1994. Never came as far south as Miami. I think the closest games you had were Orlando. Never actually came to Miami then. It's definitely going to happen this time, though. From the South Florida Sun Sentinel, this is from the Palm Beach Post, more evidence to this. There's no guarantee that South Florida became a World Cup destination Wednesday, but it's about as close as you can get, wrote Hal Habib, our friend. FIFA, soccer's world governing body, overwhelmingly voted to bring the World Cup back to the United States in 2026, choosing a joint bid with Mexico and Canada for that year's tournament. North America received 134 votes to Morocco's 65. And by the way, it sounds like that swung in our direction like late, because everyone that I'd spoken to over the last few days, including our friend Dre Cordero from BN Sports, who, by the way, his soccer knowledge, he knows more about that game than Tito and I combined will ever know. Very, very intelligent. I mean, you heard that last night, Tito.
Awesome.
Fantastic. And yet even Dre Cordero, who knows a ton about the game and the politics behind the game, predicted that Morocco would get the bid. I thought that would happen. He thought it would happen. Yet North America ended up kicking Morocco's ass, as we would in probably anything else, except for couscous. They make great couscous. The Dolphins' home of Hard Rock Stadium, Hal writes, figured prominently in the winning bid. And although Miami was bypassed when the World Cup came to the U.S. in 1994, as I mentioned, South Florida's soccer community is brimming with confidence it won't be jilted again. I think it's a slam dunk, said Tim Robbie, former GM of the Fort Lauderdale Strikers, whose father, Dolphins founder Joe Robbie, built the stadium with World Cup matches as a dream. I did not know that. I did not know that Joe Robbie built that stadium with World Cup matches as a dream. Must have really sucked when they didn't bring any World Cup matches in 94. The only impediment the last time in 94 was the Marlins. Oh, that's what it was? I didn't know that either. So I mentioned I'm 9 years old. The last time the World Cup was in the USA, I remember saying to my dad, when they come to Miami, we're going to games together. And of course, you're paying for the tickets because I'm 9 years old. I can't afford it. And he said, yes, son, we will do that. Although my father wasn't dedicated enough to this to actually travel to Orlando or someplace else to watch a game. So we never went to a World Cup game. That prevented us, the Marlins, from getting games because of baseball. Now that there's no conflict, I think it's a lock. We'll have games in South Florida, said Tim Robbie. The United 2026 bid, as it was called, involves 23 hopeful stadiums in 23 cities in North America. But 60 of the 80 matches, including everything from the quarterfinals on, will be in the United States. FIFA expects to select 16 sites in 2020 or 2021. The highest level match Hard Rock Stadium is seeking is a quarterfinal or third place. Well, the third place match sucks. Don't get the third place match. Quarterfinal match or a third place match. The third place match is so worthless, man. So the two teams that lose in the semifinal play a third place match. That's one thing I don't like about World Cup, right? And I get it. Like, they like to do the medals, the gold, the silver, the bronze. So you got to have a third place match. Like, can you imagine if the teams that lose in the Eastern Conference and Western Conference finals play for third place? Like, can you imagine if the Boston Celtics and the Houston Rockets played a seven-game series to decide third place? Ain't nobody caring about that. The third place match in the World Cup is the same thing. Don't get the third place match. Nobody cares about the third place match. I mean, I guess if your country is playing in it, you may want to go, but that match is worthless. Areas that bid for the final all have considerably larger venues than Hard Rock's capacity of 67,518 for World Cup matches. The 2026 tournament will have 48 teams instead of the current 32. Although host countries traditionally receive an automatic berth, the tri-country bid is a first, and FIFA has not determined if all three countries will be extended that courtesy.
They should.
They should, especially when you extend it to 48. Like, at that point, you're inviting everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, at that point, if they already had it at 48, we wouldn't be talking about the USA being home and not in Russia. We wouldn't talk about Majorzuri not being there. We wouldn't talk about the Dutch not being there. You would actually have three important teams at the World Cup. And yeah, listen, Italy failed to qualify. It was embarrassing, right? Watching them lose to Sweden was embarrassing. Watching them get the return match in the San Siro, which is, to me, that is the cathedral of soccer, the stadium in Milan where Inter Milan and AC Milan also play. That, to me, is the cathedral. To see the Azzurri fail to beat Sweden in the San Siro was humiliating. And to see the United States, who was it the United States lost to?
Trinidad and Tobago.
That, oh my God. Like, sometimes you forget that's even a real country. Trinidad and Tobago. Like 200,000 people, if even, live in Trinidad and Tobago. You can't lose to the Trinidadians and the Tobogans. Like, you just cannot do that, man. No disrespect to anybody out there from Trinidad, but you have no business beating the United States. And you did it. Hell, you did it. But that was humiliating, man. And the Dutch not being there, that sucks. From South Florida's perspective, it can't hurt Hard Rock's odds that new president of the U.S. Soccer Federation is Carlos Cordero, a Miamian. Yeah, I think it's a surefire thing that we're going to get some World Cup matches in 2026. Where do you think the final is going to be? Now, it's got to be a stadium. I would say they're looking for like at least 75,000. I'm getting that new stadium they're building in L.A. I think that's got to be considered if that's big enough. The new stadium that the Chargers and the Rams are going
to
share.
Does it have to be like a central location in the sense of that, like, it's in the middle?
I don't think so, because because I'm thinking about in 94, they held the final at the Rose Bowl in L.A. And that wasn't central. And obviously the Rose Bowl is not going to get it because it's a dilapidated stadium at this point. But I'm thinking the new stadium in L.A. that the Rams and the Chargers will share, that could be in consideration there. They would consider New York, I'm sure. MetLife or whatever. I mean, this is 8 years from now, so who knows if they're even still playing in MetLife Stadium in Madison Square Garden. Go ahead, bring it to the Garden. Bring it to the Mecca, bro. Oh, bro, we're going to bring the World Cup to the Mecca. This is going to be fantastic. Oh, this is spectacular. But I'm watching the United States of America playing against Mexico at the Madison Square Garden, the Mecca of basketball, now soccer. Sorry, Sid. I don't think it's going to happen. Quarterfinal match will be a lot of fun. Who would you like to see play in Miami? I'm going to make a prediction. They won't bring Team USA to Miami because out of every major city in the United States, we probably have the fewest people who root for Team USA. You know what I'm saying? Because like my father is from Italy. I root for Italy over the United States, right? I know plenty of people here, even who work here, like Solana roots for Uruguay. Tito, who do you root for, Tito? I don't know if I've asked you that.
USA.
So you root for USA. So you're the one.
Yeah, I mean, I root for USA. I don't have anybody else to really root for.
But your lovely girlfriend roots for Peru.
Oh, for this circumstance, yeah. I would be rooting for Peru. They're going to do some damage this year, that's for sure.
They might. And I know plenty of people who root for Colombia, root for Brazil. Like, we, out of every major city in the U.S., we probably have the fewest people who root for Team USA living here. So I would predict...
For sure.
You get a few matches here. They're going to look at Colombia coming here, right? They'd probably look at even Brazil playing here. Like, I don't think Team USA would even get the nod to play in. They'd probably want Team USA to be in, like, New York.
Doesn't it go by group, too?
Yeah, that's true.
Or is it just, like, random, like, you just have random matches in certain cities? Like,
I think in the groups they play around like the similar stadiums.
Yeah, like groups play in certain locations.
Right, right. Yeah, that's true. I wouldn't mind seeing Team USA play here, to be honest with you.
I would love it.
I wonder where they would, I think maybe, I feel like for Italy, assuming they actually qualify for that World Cup, they'd probably look for, like, New York City, maybe?
I was going to say West Coast.
You think? I don't know.
New York City would make some sense, though.
There's a lot of Italians in Miami.
I feel like we're, at this point, though, we're kind of constructing the World Cup bracket and, like, the cities they play in to what we want it to
be. Oh,
where
sure.
It should kind of be as random as possible.
Well, what else are we going to do? Let me say this, though. I think that there are more legitimate Italians living in Miami than, like, New York and New Jersey, because the so-called Italians in New Jersey, like, oh, my great-grandfather in, like, 1902 came over, you know, to Ellis Island. Like, but no, like, if you go to Miami Beach, you see people like, oh, this is Fabrizio, who was living in Genoa like a month ago. So it's not like in New York, it's like third, fourth generation Italian people. You go to, like, Miami Beach and Midtown, you'll meet Italian people who, like, just got here, like, last week and are now living here. I think we have more legitimate Italians living in Miami than there are in New York.
I actually think that there's also a really good Argentinian and Brazil following.
Yeah,
here,
definitely.
For sure.
Definitely.
Like, so I feel like that's definitely something that they could possibly end up here playing.
Yeah, you're right. Argentina is a big draw down here as well. They could we could have watch parties at Graziano's.
Dono. Each World Cup team brings a signature dish when they come to the World
yes!
Cup.
Yes. Okay. If it's the Netherlands, they just bring a big bag of weed. Just a giant box of pot brownies. The Netherlands comes here, right? England, bangers and mash, and lukewarm beer. Colombia, big bag of cocaine.
Wait, is that a thing? Like Britain, they don't serve their beer cold?
Yeah, it's not like, you know how like whenever we broadcast from Twin Peaks,
yeah.
You know, they've got the thermometer like, oh, the draft beer is 29 degrees. In Britain, it's like 65 degrees. They don't care. Like, it's not they don't have cold taps. Like, it's lukewarm. That's a European thing. America, this is the land of ice and cold drinks. You go to any other country, they like you get a soda. Nobody puts ice in the glass. You're just drinking like slightly chilled soda, slightly chilled beer. That's a real thing over
when
there.
When I went to France, they put ice in my.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm very surprised to hear that.
You know what's the weirdest thing to me about France, though, and I don't get it, is that in like most restaurants, I'm like trying to figure out what I was going to eat.
Sure.
But most places have a cheeseburger.
Yeah, definitely.
Don't get that.
More so, like, you won't see that in Italy so much, but I've also been to France, and you do see that quite a bit. You do see that quite a bit in France.
Why?
Probably enough American tourists. I don't know. And you probably ended up at, like, all the tourist spots. Like, if they're putting ice in the drinks and serving cheeseburgers, Were you eating at like Johnny Rockets in Paris? Like, what were you doing? What were you doing over there? Oh, we found a Fuddruckers. This is fantastic. So before my wife and I last summer, we took a trip to Japan. And my wife spent like 5 years preparing for this trip. She was going to travel blogs. She was following people's like Instagram, people she didn't even know on trips in Japan. She was following the trips. She was so interested in this one couple, like people we don't know personally, but they had a travel blog. These people went to Japan and literally they just ate at American chain restaurants in Japan. And they didn't explain why, right? Like, it's not like they said, oh, we've been to Japan 5 times, so this time it'd be really funny if we find Denny's and TGI Fridays and only eat there. Like, there was no context, no explanation whatsoever for why they were doing this. But like every time they would write like a report of their day, you know, we had a Starbucks in the afternoon, then we had dinner at IHOP. Like that was like the don't explain, like, why are you imbeciles in one of the most exotic countries in the world not eating their cuisine? You're finding American chain restaurants. I feel like that's what Tito did in France.
I'd be lying to you if I told you that there weren't a couple occasions where I'd see a McDonald's. I'd be like, man, I really want McDonald's right now.
I'll tell you something, man. Going to a McDonald's in Europe, I have been into a couple. I think I only actually ordered food in one of them, but I've been into a few. You go in there, like American, like when you see a McDonald's in a foreign country, you just assume it's like you're walking into a U.S. embassy and it's like you're now on American soil, right? That everyone will speak English. They're going to have the same combo meals that I have back home. Like every McDonald's in other countries, it's tailored to that country. So like you walk into I saw a McDonald's in Japan. You know, they do have burgers and stuff. Like, I think the only thing in common, they do have a Big Mac, I think, in every McDonald's in the world. But everything else, it was like weird, like burgers. Like every burger in Japan has a fried egg on it. Like they love that over there for some reason. And nobody at the Japanese McDonald's speaks any English. Same thing at the Italian McDonald's. One thing I wanted to try when I was last time I was in Italy, I think was maybe 3 summers ago, 2 or 3 summers ago. They had, you know how like you'll sometimes have like a limited time item, like the McRib, right? They had a limited time item at this McDonald's in Milan, Italy, that was a Parmigiano Reggiano burger, like with fresh Parmesan cheese on it. And I thought, like, it gave me pause for a second, like maybe I should try this. I didn't end up
really
trying
good.
It. I'm sure it was great, but it gave me pause, but I did not end up trying it. We got to think of more of these signature items for the country. A big bag of weed for the Netherlands, for sure. No doubt about that. The Alex Donner Show continues next here on QAM.
I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst.
Back here on the Alex Donner Show, 560 WQAM. 560-22 is how you get at us on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. So if every team that comes to North America for the 2026 World Cup has to bring a signature dish, I said the Netherlands just bring a giant bag of weed. Colombia, giant bag of cocaine. England, bangers and mash, lukewarm beer. Texter writes in, guns and ammo for the USA. That's a good one as well. What would, let me try to think, more countries. Brazil, bring some of that cheesy bread. You ever had that cheesy bread? That stuff is so good. Some churrasco, as they call it there. That's solid. And all you can eat, as long as you have the little sign like pointed green, they just keep bringing as much as you want. Bring that to the World Cup. I'm trying to decide what Italy should bring. Definitely bring some focaccia. Definitely bring, I'm trying to think what I like over there. Some carbonara pasta. And like a good scaroppine al limone of veal. That'd be solid.
Don, I'm going to Mexico July 6th through the 9th.
Yeah? You just wanted to announce that? Is this going somewhere?
Well, because obviously I'm going to be trying Mexican food while there.
Mm-hmm.
But trying to think, if Mexico is a host city, obviously, everyone's going to be like, yeah, bring tacos. But we got to make it different than that. Mexico's got to bring something that isn't just tacos.
Man.
Not quesadillas either.
Now you just ruined my other one. Yeah, I don't know, because like, I feel like the time, like I spent a week in Mexico, but I feel like a lot of the food that I ate was either pretty traditional stuff. I had a lot of quesadillas there, a lot of tacos there. I had like some foreign food. Like I went to like a Thai restaurant that was really good there. and I had a steak somewhere that was awesome. I didn't know I could have been eating tainted beef. You heard those stories? The like Canelo Alvarez tested positive for clenbuterol because of the tainted. I might have had tainted beef in Mexico.
Well, to bring this back, so Peru's best player this year, Paolo Guerrero, was suspended for like 2 months because he tested positive for a metabolite of cocaine.
Ooh.
And his excuse was that he had a contaminated tea.
Oh, my God.
So then WADA, which is the World Anti-Doping Agency, resuspended him, for which was super, like, super messed up. And, like, they were completely out of their rights to do that.
Jeez.
So then he went to a Swiss court and got himself freed of that suspension. So now he's playing in the World Cup again.
So basically, he's just like, I'm just going to take it to a different country to fight this?
Yep.
That's fantastic. When is that going to become an option in America, right? Because we are taught as Americans, the highest you can take something is to the Supreme Court, the United States Supreme Court. And if you can't win there, you can't win anywhere. What if I lose my case at the U.S. Supreme Court? Bro, I'm taking it to Switzerland. I'm fighting this overseas. I'm going international.
I'm going to Trinidad. Figure this out. They're going to help me out.
And Tobago, either or. Are those two different islands? It is two. So that's the country. So it's Trinidad is one island, Tobago is the other, right? Am I getting this correct? That's pretty weak if you have to combine two islands to make one country. I don't know, man. It's not like the good old USA.
It's one country.
Yeah. Trinidad and Tobago. It's one country. You didn't know that?
You just said it was two.
Well, it's two islands, though.
Oh.
Yeah, it's two islands that form one country. Is that correct? Can you verify that for me? No? You don't want to, or you can't? You want to hang me out to dry here?
It's not. It's one island.
So why does the one island have two names? I've got to get to the bottom of this. I always assumed there were two islands, right, nearby. You've got Trinidad and you've got Tobago. Separate, they are weak, but together they are strong. That's always what I thought, that they came together to form a country. Why do you have to have both? Trinidad and Tobago. Texter writes in, Brazil, they'll bring bikini wax. Other texter writes in, Brazil, just bring the ladies, just bring the babes. Argentina brings a stank-ass attitude. Wow, somebody doesn't like Argentinians. Bring a stank-ass attitude. That is like that's one of my favorite thing about like Latin American countries, like when people start the rivalries, right? Like Brazilians and Argentinians hate each other. Cubans and Puerto Ricans always talk crap about each other. We don't do that with Canada, do we, in America? I don't know. Like I find the rivalries fun.
They're so nice. Ha-ha.
Oh, they're so polite. They say A after everything. You know, I was talking to a Canadian a couple of weeks ago, and it blew my mind that according to this Canadian that I spoke to, I believe he's from Manitoba, to get specific, the Manitoban province. You know how Americans, we always talk about Canadian bacon, right? Canadian bacon, it's a little bit more like ham than it is bacon. So when you talk about Canadian bacon, I always assumed that that's like their default bacon, that if you're in Canada and you just order bacon, they bring you what we would call Canadian bacon. Apparently, Canadians, according to this Manitoban, don't even claim Canadian bacon. Like, that's not a thing up there. That's like an American... What is this Canadian bacon you speak of? We eat the same bacon you do. What'd you find out over there?
Oh, tamales is a Mexican option that isn't tacos or quesadillas.
That's pretty solid.
Tamales are pretty good.
It's pretty solid. Another texter writes in, wow, Argentina brings their snobbish attitude. Wow. So we've seen stank ass and snobbish. One of my best friends is Argentinian. I think he's got an okay attitude, to be honest with you.
Is Solana flooding our text machine right now?
Oh, because again, that's the rivalry. He's Uruguayan and they don't like Argentinians, right? You get all these rivalries in Latin America. I think that exists also in Europe, right? Like the British and the French have a rivalry that goes back centuries. I'm trying to think if Italy doesn't like. I think Italy, they're so chill. I don't think they hate anybody. I don't think they like the French that much either, actually, now that I think about it. Nobody likes the French.
In terms of the World Cup, is like Ghana, like the USA's rivalry? Because, man, like every year we play them, something happens.
It seems like it, yeah. I think like that's our natural soccer rivalry. They're our sworn soccer enemy. Texter writes in, will there be a wall dividing Mexico from the U.S. by the time the World Cup comes? Can you imagine that if by 2026, Mr. Trump, who I would assume would be in his fourth term as president by that time, if they had built that wall between the USA and Mexico? And so you have to see, like, let's say the United States, they've got a game in Mexico City on Monday and then a game in San Antonio on Thursday, and they've got to, like, climb over the wall to get to their next game. Oh, wow. How about this? Verification. I'm Canadian. He's right. So where did this Canadian bacon lie come from? The Canadian bacon, not even a thing. We have verification from a Canadian.
It's a conspiracy.
French toast is also not French. Did you know? And you were in France, but you only ate it like Johnny Rockets over there, so you maybe didn't know this. But French toast is not an actual French thing. And I
ate at some French places, man. I didn't have any escargot because that's gross.
But see, again, I call shenanigans on this because you're telling me in France, every restaurant you went to had cheeseburgers, you said. And every restaurant you went to, they put ice in the drinks. No, I don't think anybody in Europe does that. I think you were eating at like TGI Fridays over there. I don't know what was going on there. Best soccer rivalries, Texter writes. USA-Mexico. Yeah, that is a legit rivalry. Although it seems a little one-sided for Mexico. Brazil-Argentina, solid. Germany-France, solid. Paraguay. Is that how you say that? Paraguay is another good rivalry. I can be down with that. 560-22 on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. You can get in via the phone lines. So one thing, if Canada is in that world, well, they will be. They'll be a host country. They're not going to bring their bacon because it doesn't exist. They'll bring some maple syrup, I guess.
They'd be just a bunch of phonies if they brought their bacon.
They would be.
They would bring their syrup, though. Like, I would like some of that.
Ah, if Peru is in it, they'll bring their ceviche.
Can confirm. Ceviche is very good.
That is so. I love ceviche. I love that. You know, I would love Japan to bring some of their fatty tuna for sushi. That's hard to find over here, the fatty tuna. That is so good. It's basically like the Kobe beef of tuna.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I'd rather Japan bring like Kobe beef.
That would be good too. I had some of that. You know what I found out when I was in Kobe last summer? I did have Kobe beef there, but I was told by a local that even more famous in Kobe is their pudding, that they're more proud of their pudding than their beef. And the pudding was really awesome.
I'm a big pudding fan, so now I'm intrigued.
Yeah, there's a famous Kobe pudding, but it never got to America. As a Canadian, the text writes, we claim poutine. Yes, bring your poutine. Yes, don't bring your bacon that doesn't even exist over there, but bring your poutine. The French fries with the gravy and cheese curds. I love that. I spent a half day in Canada, and that was my only stop, was to get some poutine.
Who wins the World Cup of food? A texter's asking.
Oh, man.
It's really tough. I don't know if we can answer that one, Dono.
I think Italy's got a shot at that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a little biased.
They're probably a high seed.
Like, they're a number one seed. They're like a top four seed, I would think.
USA doesn't win it.
No, especially because all of our food is stolen from other countries, except for maybe, and we've discussed this before, but I think the only foods to me that are genuine American: Southern fried chicken, mashed potatoes, a lot of Southern food, you'll notice. Genuine American food, I think, that we didn't lift from other countries. Like, oh, hot dogs and hamburgers. But I would say mashed potatoes, Southern fried chicken, Texas or Carolina-style barbecue, legitimately American, clam chowder, lobster roll, some of the stuff you get in Boston. Those are legit American foods, but I think we would get smashed in the World Cup of food. Like, I would take a number. Like, I would take Brazil, Argentina. I would take Cuba over America in the World Cup of food.
Could we technically submit barbecue as our food?
We'd have to fight it out with the Koreans.
Ooh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Korean barbecue is solid, too.
Never had it.
Neither of us. Has anyone actually had? I haven't either, but I just talk about how great it is. Has anyone ever had barbecue? Has anyone ever actually had Korean? That's like a trendy thing that you talk about. I don't think anybody's actually ever tried it. Texter writes in, I'm Cuban, and I love Cuban food, but Italy wins the Food World Cup hands down. All their food is delicious. I don't think I ever had a bad meal in Italy, honestly. I don't think I've ever had a bad meal there. Does Tom Brady sit when he urinates, a texter writes. 1,000% he does. He's got to.
Is that as stigmatized as it should be?
Do you think it should be more stigmatized?
I like sitting down. Not that I do that, but I like, if I had a choice to stand or sit like normally without having to pee, I like sitting down. Maybe because I'm lazy. Like I like laying down a lot.
And I think right there you're outlining why it's not manly to do that, like for the reasons you stated. Where it's so much quicker if you stand, though. Like there's no biologic reason why you have to sit to do that as a guy.
That's a good point. You're wasting a lot of time.
You're wasting a lot of time. I mean, this is the same Tom Brady who is, you know, he wears UGG boots. You know, to his credit, he's married to a runway model, and I envy him. Well, I mean, my wife is the hottest woman on the planet, of course, but a lot of people envy Tommy Brady for being married to Giselle. But he kisses his teenage son on the mouth, which is a little strange. He definitely sits to pee. There's no question about that. Oh, Texter writes in, he sits because the weight of his 5 Super Bowl rings requires him to. Oh, man, that's not bad. No way Italy wins the Food World Cup, a Texter writes. Italian food is just the same 4 things cooked different. Flour, cheese, tomato. Ignorance!
Shots
fired. Ignorance! Okay, this person probably had Olive Garden yesterday and says, Italian food blows. Terrible. No way Italy wins food, they write. Italian food is just the same 4 things cooked different. Flour, cheese, tomato, meat. Take a food tour in. Go to the Cinque Terre. Try the focaccia there. Try the focaccia in Santa Margherita. Try the carbonara, the cacio e pepe in Rome. Try the risotto alla milanese with saffron in it. No tomatoes or flour in that. Try the cotolette alla milanese. Try a scallopine al limone. And get back to me, you ignorant human being.
Dono, I have a suggestion from my father. He says, best fatty tuna in Miami is on Bird and 57th Avenue in a place called Matsuri.
I'm seriously going to write that down because I can't tell you how annoyed I get because I'm the sushi snob. I show up at an establishment and I say, bring me your best fatty tuna. Oh, no. Sorry, sir. We don't have the fatty tuna. What? So it's Matsuri and Bird Road and 57th Avenue. I will be there like tomorrow. Peruvian food versus Italian food in the final, Texter writes. Ceviche versus risotto. I didn't even mention pizza, by the way. Boom.
Yeah, but Peruvian food also has anticuchos, which is basically like, it's a type of meat.
I'm pro-cuchos, personally. You see what I did there? That's a dad joke. I can do that. I've got a 3.5-month-old at home. I can do that. How about earwax, boogers, dead whiteheads, and pimples? You can add some sweet sauce. Americans created that. I don't know. Shots fired, man. If you don't like America, get the hell out. That's what I say. Italy doesn't win? That's crazy. Go eat some ossobuco. That is really good as well.
What is that?
It's part of a pig with like a bone. I don't know. It's like a bone in like big pork chop, I think. It's one of those things you don't ask. You just eat it.
All righty then.
You just eat that MF, man. If you've had Chef Boyardee, you've pretty much had the best Italian food, a Texter writes. Oh, man. So this is interesting. So one of the bigger whack sports stories of the weekend was former pro wrestler CM Punk getting clowned in the octagon. It was not a good fight, but CM Punk got clowned by Mike the Truth Jackson, who we have a chance to speak to. Mike the Truth Jackson, who's been under fire by UFC president Dana White for not putting on an impressive enough performance as he clowned CM Punk. He spoke to Frank Zaffrey and I tonight. You'll hear that conversation next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.